Washington. This is VOA News. Former Egyptian President Mubarak could soon be released. Pope Francis wraps up his trip to Turkey. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The lawyer for deposed Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak says he could soon be freed, having served two-thirds of a corruption sentence and cleared in the deaths of anti-government demonstrators in 2011. Mr. Mubarak, now 86 years old, is being held in a military hospital, serving a three-year sentence in the graft case. But his attorney says the former Egyptian leader could be released early under a new Egyptian provision that frees prisoners after they have served two-thirds of their sentences. Egyptian authorities say two people were killed and nine injured Saturday night in protests following a court decision to drop murder charges against Mr. Mubarak in the 2011 uprising in Cairo that led to his ouster. He was also acquitted of a separate corruption charge. Hundreds of students protested on Sunday at universities throughout Egypt. An Egyptian court designated the Islamic State as a terrorist group. The court said Sunday that it also considers all of the affiliates of the insurgent group to be terrorist organizations, including Ansar Bayt al-Maqdis, an Egyptian jihadi group that pledged its allegiance to the Islamic State earlier this month. Syrian activists, meanwhile, say that in the last day, at least 50 Islamic State militants were killed in the ongoing fight for control of Kobani, a Syrian town just south of the Turkish border. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the militants were killed during intense fighting with the Kurdish forces, along with U.S. airstrikes and suicide bomb attacks. 11 Kurdish forces in Kobani were killed. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is calling on the world's Muslim leaders to condemn terrorism carried out in the name of Islam, saying that doing so would help dispel a wrongful stereotype held by those in the West who equate the two. The Pope spoke Sunday to reporters aboard his plane while returning from a three-day visit to Turkey. On Sunday, he met in Istanbul with the head of the Orthodox Christian Church. Dorian Jones reports.
On the final day of his visit to Turkey, Pope Francis celebrated St. Andrew's Day at the Patriarchal Church of St. George in Istanbul. The Pope sat opposite Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, who heads a 250 million-strong Orthodox Church. The two leaders signed a joint declaration to prevent Christianity from being driven out the region. The Pope met with Christian refugees during his time in Istanbul. Pope Francis and Patriarch Bartholomew say persecution is giving added impetus to their reunification efforts. During a homily to the Orthodox faithful, the Pope said his goal is full unity, but he said such unity would not mean assimilation or loss of their traditions. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Hundreds of Hong Kong pro-democracy protesters have clashed with police while trying to expand their demonstrations outside government headquarters. Protesters stormed past police lines early today in a bid to occupy a major road in the Admiralty District. Hundreds of riot police armed with pepper spray and batons pushed back, injuring several protesters and arresting at least 18 of them. The police chief of Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, resigned following a string of Taliban attacks on foreign targets, including guest houses, embassy vehicles, and U.S. troops. General Mohammed Zahir stepped down Sunday shortly after officials confirmed that a South African man, his two children, and an Afghan man were killed in an assault Saturday on a foreign guest house in Kabul. Swiss voters have overwhelmingly rejected a proposal to impose radical limits on immigration, a referendum opponents have labeled xenophobic and disastrous for the economy. The proposal to limit immigration growth to 1.2% of the population, or an addition of 16,000 people annually, was rejected by 74% of voters. The polls have closed in crucial parliamentary elections in Moldova. That's where voters are choosing between parties that want to pursue integration with Europe and those that want to move closer to Russia. First results are expected early today. And the white police officer who fatally shot an unarmed black teenager in the central U.S. state of Missouri after a street confrontation sparking protests has resigned. A lawyer for Officer Darren Wilson says his resignation from the Ferguson Police Department is effective immediately. Officer Wilson had been on administrative leave since killing 18-year-old Michael Brown in August. I'm Ray Kugel.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Victoria Eleison Miaka na milele King Kester le roi lion Sarbate bangona mopanzi Mbula manoka matanga majita te
Yeah. Think. People speak out on important questions. The question today.
How do you keep your money safe?
Oh, I keep my money safe by having an account at a bank. I also have a personal saving box where I also keep a bit of my money at home.
I hide it in a good place in my wardrobe. That's if it's on me, but then the bank is the safest place.
Well, as a student, I keep my money at home in my saving box so that I'll have easy access for withdrawal. But if it's my school fees, of course, I'll keep it in the bank.
The banks are there. That is the traditional way of keeping money safe. But in a society where it's very unstable, people will prefer to keep money in their homes. You see, then the velocity of circulation will not be there.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Ah! All aboard for a musical journey throughout the motherland on the African Music Mix.
Nothing serious was on my mind. That's when I met him, cool and handsome and lovely. Smile like an angel, had a sparkle down in his eyes.
He told me he loved me, would do anything just to have me. He told me he wanted to be the one who will make me happy.
I said to my mama, mama, I think I found him.
And mama, don't tell me.
Test your recipe around the African Music Mix on the VOA.
sweeter than honey and less than half the calories, the African Music Mix.
African Music Mix
on the Voice of America.
Chimani, si ti piace, ti fula un po' la nacendi.
A message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Eating well is very important for your health. Medical experts say it's best to center your diet, whenever possible, around fresh fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, and grains like maize and wheat. These foods do not contain the fats and fatty acids that can cause diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease. It's also good to include some fresh meat, chicken, and fish in your diet. Researchers say about 35% of all cancers are related to what people eat, and a high diet in fruits and vegetables can cut the risk of cancer in half.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Thank you.
From Niger to Bongo, the African music mix.
Je vais chanter ma belle chanson, tout en jouant ma douce guitare. Pour les parents qui m'ont initié, en faire autant, 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 autant. Je vais chanter ma belle chanson, tout le long du marigot. Les amoureux de bienfaisance, en faire autant, 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 autant. Nani fallait à poigner. Dunia tieni ya balle di coloti dunia robio. Imana tieni ma che la lo. Majela le jimi ko fene Kone nani ufale ya fonye Dunia jeni jabale di kuroti dunia rongwe Imena jenyu majela lulu Jenyu majela le jimi ko fene Je vais tenter. Belle chanson, tout en jouant ma douce guitare. Pour les parents qui m'ont initié à en faire autant, 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 autant. Je vais chanter ma belle chanson tout le long du sentier. Pour les amoureux de bienfaisance, en faire autant, 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 autant. Je vais tenter.
heating up the nights and cooling down the days. The African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
I'm is no tastier recipe around. The African Music Mix on VOA.
Kufumene nishi kulala ifibane piaba mkwangala
Vuto la muzako nilako iwe Olokane buanji nilako iwe Lelo chilipaliweo Milo chilipa muzako Lelo chilipaliweo Milo chilipa muzako
Poka muzako kai Waona melo chilipari iwe Waona lelo wangala na kwacha Waona maelo wabutika Waona wapoka muzako kai Waona melo chilipari iwe Waona lelo wangala na kwacha Waona maelo wabutika
Melo chilipari weo Melo chilipa muzako Lelo chilipari weo
What does Africa sound like? Find out on the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
how do you keep your money safe?
Apart from taking it to a bank, I probably would change it to a different currency and invest it in something else.
Oh, I keep my money safe by having an account at a bank. I also have a personal saving box where I also keep a bit of my money at home.
I hide it in a good place in my wardrobe. That's if it's on me, but then the bank is the safest place.
When I have a carpet, this floor carpet, that's where I keep. I just put it down there because... to my understanding, if burglars get in, they don't know that they mostly rush to the bags which are inside, so they don't bother checking for the carpet.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
From Washington, this is VOA News. The Egyptian court decrees Islamic State a terrorist group. Taliban stepping up attacks on Kabul. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. An Egyptian court designated the Islamic State as a terrorist group. The court said Sunday that it also considers all of the affiliates of the insurgent group to be terrorist organizations, including Ansar Bayt al-Maqdis, an Egyptian jihadi group that pledged its allegiance to the Islamic State earlier in November. Meanwhile, Syrian activists say that in the last day, at least 50 Islamic State militants were killed in the ongoing fight for control of Kobani, a Syrian town just south of the Turkish border. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the militants were killed in intense fighting with Kurdish forces, U.S. airstrikes, and suicide bombings. 11 Kurdish forces in Kobani were killed. The lawyer for deposed Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak says he could soon be freed, having served two-thirds of a corruption sentence and cleared in the deaths of anti-government demonstrators in 2011. Mr. Mubarak, now 86 years old, is being held in a military hospital, serving a three-year sentence in the graft case. But his attorney says a former Egyptian leader could be released early under a new Egyptian provision that frees prisoners after they've served two-thirds of their sentences. Pope Francis is calling on the world's Muslim leaders to condemn terrorism carried out in the name of Islam, saying that doing so would help dispel a wrongful stereotype held by those in the West who equate the two. Pope Francis spoke Sunday to reporters aboard his plane while returning from a visit to Turkey. He referred to the Quran, the central religious text of Islam, as a prophetic book of peace and said he understands why Muslims are offended by those who link their religion to terrorism. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Hong Kong pro-democracy protesters have clashed with police while trying to expand their demonstrations outside government headquarters. Protesters stormed past police lines early today in a bid to occupy a major road in the Admiralty District. Hundreds of riot police, armed with pepper spray and batons, pushed back, injuring several protesters and arresting at least 18. It was the latest in a series of small skirmishes between police and demonstrators in the past week. The police chief of Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, resigned following a string of Taliban attacks on foreign targets. They include guest houses, embassy vehicles, and U.S. troops. General Mohammed Zahir stepped down Sunday, shortly after officials confirmed that a South African man, his two children, and an Afghan man were killed in an assault Saturday on a foreign guest house in Kabul. The rise in Taliban attacks in Afghanistan's capital and elsewhere in the country is raising questions about whether local security forces can protect the country after NATO ends its 13-year combat mission at the end of December. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Taliban attacks have seen a steady rise in Afghanistan this year. Within the past month, Afghan authorities say around a dozen high-profile attacks have hit Kabul. Interior Ministry spokesman Siddiq Siddiqui on Sunday suggested the rise in Taliban attacks is a reaction to the security agreement the new Afghan leadership has signed with the United States. He said the attacks in Kabul have a direct link to developments like the government's decision to accept the United States as a strategic partner of Afghanistan. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The polls have closed in crucial parliamentary elections in Moldova, where voters chose between parties who want to pursue integration with Europe and those who want to move closer to Russia. First results are expected today. No party is expected to gain an outright majority in the 101-seat parliament. Swiss voters have overwhelmingly rejected a proposal to impose radical limits on immigration, a referendum opponents have labeled xenophobic and disastrous for the economy. The proposal to limit immigration growth to 0.2% of the population, or an addition of 16,000 people annually, was rejected by 74% of voters. Currently, immigration is estimated at about 80,000 per year. The proposal also called for Switzerland to use 10% of its international development aid budget for family planning programs abroad, a move critics say smacks of neocolonialism. And the white police officer, Darren Wilson, who fatally shot an unarmed black teenager in the central U.S. state of Missouri after a street confrontation sparking protests, has resigned. His resignation is effective immediately. I'm Rick Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
You're listening to the African music mix on the Voice of America.
How can one people be fighting over two persons? Nonsense.
Yeah, yeah. BB. My family. That's how we be. Yeah. My Nigerian people. Atideo. Atideo. Ejajo.
Yeah, Taban Shere, woman berry, Tani Shere, big brothers, one mere, one beru, one queru, one salo, jackalo, ba won tabari won, what you talk for one, share for me, taba ferry me, a tea bummy, quick stand lele ba me, taba fejo, taba lowo, and my duro, a bear more. That's right.
Here she goes, every bush and ring with sexy toes and sexy clothes. I'm a gay young girl, Jack Alo Joe and get pop wow. ED Roboto, oh, that be a model. You can pick this record up at your local store. Well, everybody, do you really want more? Oh, yeah, let me see you all on the dance floor.
Auntie,
come on, yeah. Shake it,
Auntie Day.
Shake it,
Shake it.
Big brother, Joe for me, bow. Cherise, Joe for me, bow. Natural born, Joe for me, bow. Nigerians, Joe for me, bow. Yoruba, Joe for me, bow. Hausa, Joe for me, bow. Igbo, no, Joe for me, bow. Everybody, Joe for me, bow.
Atide,
that's right. Sing, Kontaleche. Go quickly, get your money and pay for the new CD from BB. You hear me, I'm a Nigeria. Speaking Wazobia, mess with me, YG. To bang ball or a team on saw, only team on call, but bony and my mom, a bit more low to the top. BB, yeah, that's me. I'm my family. Latin London, Latin Nigeria, but where my call? You better change now. Yeah, yeah. That's right. BB. My family. Everybody, I go.
Atide.
I bear money. Atide. Pack your stuff and go. Go. Big brother, Joe for me, bow. Natural born, Joe for me, bow. Everybody, Joe for me, bow. Cherise, Joe for me, bow. Omo gay, Joe for me, bow. Bobo, Joe for me, bow. Agbalagba, Joe for me, bow. Omo day, Joe for me, bow. Mommy, no, Joe for me, bow. Daddy, no, Joe for me, bow. Nigeria, Joe for me, bow. Everybody, Joe for me.
Joe for me, bow. Joe for me, bow. Joe for me, bow. Joe for me, bow.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today.
How do you keep your money safe?
Oh, I keep my money safe by having an account at a bank. I also have a personal saving box where I also keep a bit of my money at home.
I hide it in a good place in my wardrobe. That's if it's on me, but then the bank is the safest place.
Well, as a student, I keep my money at home in my saving box so that I'll have easy access for withdrawal. But if it's my school fees, of course, I'll keep it in the bank.
The banks are there. That is the traditional way of keeping money safe. But in a society where it's very unstable, people will prefer to keep money in their homes. You see, then the velocity of circulation will not be there.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
مغرب حزمكم الشاب الزهواني خطر بو علام سون زوبلي محي دي خير خطر مغني خطر حمودة خطر الشاب مغرب
We'll be right back.
For in-depth news, analysis, and information, visit our website, voaafrica.com. That's voaafrica.com. We're always there for you.
The music continues on VOA's Africa Music Mix.
Hizo chereko na vifi
Pamoyo Wango, please don't hurt me. Siku yetu ya harusi, nakupa moyo wangu, please don't hurt me. Nafsi yangu, nafsi yangu, imetua kwako.
Positive that the best things in life are free. Just tune your dial to the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
What do you wish? is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Stray dogs that are lost or separated from their owners can look helpless, but they can also be dangerous and carry bad diseases. One such disease, rabies, is a serious threat in Africa, where it kills more people than in any other part of the world. The greatest risk is to children, young boys in particular, who approach the animals to play and then get bitten. To protect your family, eliminate anything that attracts stray animals to your area. Store food so it has no scent to attract dogs. Bury or burn trash. And don't keep water in open bowls or containers. All these things can protect you and your children from the threat of disease caused by bites from stray dogs.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Wadi'ada aduka warma kaga iliya wataka mahinkaro waqtigo kumage
qadada adunka war makaga eliya wata ka mahay karo waqti go kumage wata ka mahay karo waqti go kumage wata ka mahay karo waqti go kumage aniyana washe go igadi dewani nigana washe go igadi dewani wa'dika laqwaste nigana washe go igadi dewani nigana washe go igadi dewani wa'dika laqwaste
something new coming out of Africa. Find it here on the African Music Mix.
African Music Mix.
And now, another song.
Next on the African Music Mix, it's the Mendes Brothers with Majong D. Jafogu.
Roberta do Cientista é cantar.
Tô celebrando, tô celebrando, tô celebrando, nós grandes grandes. Tô celebrando, tô celebrando, eis que mais um dia foi.
Oh, meu peito carnoso, oh, nos perto apenando.
Nos gentes grandes, nos celebrar, nos celebrar. Esse é major.
Es que me ha hecho un dicho al fondo.
me no di me me.
To celebrate.
To celebrate.
To celebrate.
To celebrate.
To celebrate.
To
celebrate.
To celebrate.
To celebrate.
To celebrate. To
celebrate. To celebrate. To celebrate.
To celebrate. To
celebrate.
To celebrate. To
celebrate.
To celebrate.
To
celebrate.
To celebrate.
To
celebrate.
To celebrate.
Eske ma jondi cerco tu celebra tu celebra tu celebra nos gentis.
There's always something new coming out of Africa. Find it here on the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Singa mutuna
Let your fingers do the working and your email does the talking. Send us an email from wherever you are to just where we are in our studios in Washington, D.C. Email us at africanmusicmix@voanews.com. africanmusicmix@voanews.com. We can't wait to hear from you at the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Come on.
If you are looking for tunes, you've come to the right place. The African Music Mix on VOA.
Encore et toujours Fanny. La femme la plus demandée, Sergio chante. Écoutez. Fani mwana mena tonzi no, ningona buna pe apolo tonzi no. Fani mwana mena meya no, amatu aho na santa pe don lambo. Afani o mende we bagina dala me lo ke valae la Elysee, la Coladera, la Opera, la clé. Na wotino vana boni puna ndina kora neno fani. Itami bamba mo mende bana bamba nyolo e. Koko biya kolo yugu yene zimino e ya mama. Afani o mende we bagina dala me lo ke valae jolie. We yaminu mende. Ambu na ba ese ponu afa ni to boto boe na toro gito buna na moro era ne ba wa ni gawa wa no balatana e ti ni gawa wa no balatana ba ne ba mwene ne ba toro e ni we yoki no mwene we yoki no mwene we yoki no mwene no mwene wa e we balatana.
avocat de Paris. Henri Bébé et Golo Saros. Namawolo, Biptina Lourou et Mbari Namendembe, Yerenja. Aougo Niamé Sarsa. Namawolo, Biptina Lourou et Mbari Namendembe, Yerenja. Son Excellence, Pierre Moukoko Mbonjo. Sarosa. Yenanga. Nanjapé, Nanjapé Olié. Nanjapé, Nanjapé Lourou. Le beau garçon Dex le champagnat.
How do you keep your money safe?
Apart from taking it to a bank, I probably would change it to a different currency and invest it in something else.
Oh, I keep my money safe by having an account at a bank. I also have a personal saving box where I also keep a bit of my money at home.
I hide it in a good place, in my wardrobe. That's if it's on me, but then the bank is the safest place.
When I have a carpet, this floor carpet, that's where I keep. I just put it down there because... to my understanding, if burglars get in, they don't know that. They mostly rush to the bags which are inside, so they don't bother checking for the carpet.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
We'll be right back.
Protesters clash with police. Former Egyptian President Mubarak could soon be released. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Hundreds of Hong Kong pro-democracy protesters have clashed with police while trying to expand their demonstrations outside government headquarters. Protesters stormed past police lines early today in a bid to occupy a major road in the Admiralty District. Riot police, armed with pepper spray and batons, pushed back, injuring several protesters and arresting at least 18. It was the latest in a series of small skirmishes between police and demonstrators in the past week. The government of Canada is investigating reports that Islamic State militants have kidnapped a Canadian woman in Syria. Several Israeli media report that websites known to be close to IS extremists are reporting that Canadian-born Gil Rosenberg has been kidnapped. Rosenberg is believed to have traveled from Israel to Iraq in early November to join a Kurdish militia on the Syrian border. At the time, she told Israel Radio she had contacted the Kurdish fighters on Facebook. An Egyptian court designated the Islamic State as a terrorist group. The court said Sunday it also considers all of the affiliates of the insurgent group to be terrorist organizations, including Ansar Bayt al-Maqdis, an Egyptian jihadi group that pledged its allegiance to the Islamic State earlier this month. Meanwhile, Syrian activists say that over the last day, at least 50 Islamic State militants were killed. That occurred during ongoing fighting for control of Kobani. That's the Syrian town just south of the Turkish border. This is VOA News. The lawyer for deposed Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak says he could soon be freed, having served two-thirds of a corruption sentence and cleared in the debts of anti-government demonstrators in 2011. Mr. Mubarak, who is now 86 years old, is being held in a military hospital, serving a three-year sentence in the graft corruption case. But his attorney says the former Egyptian leader could be released early under a new Egyptian provision that frees prisoners after they have served two-thirds of their sentences. Pope Francis is calling on the world's Muslim leaders to condemn terrorism carried out in the name of Islam, saying that doing so would help dispel a wrongful stereotype held by those in the West who equate the two. The Pope spoke Sunday to reporters aboard his plane while returning from a three-day visit to Turkey. On Sunday, he met in Istanbul with the head of the Orthodox Christian Church. Dorian Jones has more.
On the final day of his visit to Turkey, Pope Francis celebrated St. Andrew's Day at the Patriarchal Church of St. George in Istanbul. The Pope sat opposite Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, who heads a 250 million-strong Orthodox Church. The two leaders signed a joint declaration to prevent Christianity from being driven out the region. The Pope met with Christian refugees during his time in Istanbul. Pope Francis and Patriarch Bartholomew say persecution is giving added impetus to their reunification efforts. During a homily to the Orthodox faithful, the Pope said his goal is full unity, but he said such unity would not mean assimilation or loss of their traditions. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The police chief of Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, resigned following a string of Taliban attacks on foreign targets, including guest houses, embassy vehicles, and U.S. troops. The rise in Taliban attacks in Afghanistan's capital and elsewhere in the country is raising questions about whether local security forces can protect the country after NATO ends its 13-year combat mission at the end of December. Ayaz Ghul has details.
Taliban attacks have seen a steady rise in Afghanistan this year. Within the past month, Afghan authorities say around a dozen high-profile attacks have hit Kabul. Interior Ministry spokesman Siddiq Siddiqui on Sunday suggested the rise in Taliban attacks is a reaction to the security agreement the new Afghan leadership has signed with the United States. He said the attacks in Kabul have a direct link to developments like the government's decision to accept the United States as a strategic partner of Afghanistan. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Swiss voters have overwhelmingly rejected a proposal to impose radical limits on immigration. A referendum opponents have labeled xenophobic and disastrous for the economy. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Wanga butu bwaja fumwa bwe.
Potentiel.
Important questions. The question today.
How do you keep your money safe?
Oh, I keep my money safe by having an account at a bank. I also have a personal saving box where I also keep a bit of my money in at home.
I hide it in a good place in my wardrobe. That's if it's on me, but then the bank is the safest place.
Well, as a student, I keep my money at home in my saving box so that I'll have easy access for withdrawal. But if it's my school fees, of course, I'll keep it in the bank.
The banks are there. That is the traditional way of keeping money safe. But one, in a society where it's very unstable, people will prefer to keep money in their homes. You see, by then the velocity of circulation will not be there.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Thank you.
You miss an hour, you miss a lot. The African Music Mix on the VOA. Smile to your face, doesn't it?
African Music Mix.
The African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Good and red. My only beautiful
with you. You just get on my nerves, that's all. Didn't say you were special. Matter of fact, you're unusual. Yeah, right. Didn't say you're lovable. 'Cause I believe you're doable. My only beef with you, you just get on my nerves, that's all.
Hi, this is Tulane from Joburg, Soweto. Keep listening to African Music Mix. It rocks.
Thank you.
A message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Good personal hygiene is important to protect you, your family, and your community. More than 5,000 children die every day from diarrhea and stomach disorders caused by the bacteria found in human waste. People get sick when these bacteria are spread from person to person on their hands or clothing. But there are things you can do to help stop the spread of infection. Try to relieve yourself far away from where you cook, eat and store food. Wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water after using the latrine. And keep cuts and scrapes clean and covered until they're healed. It is important to you and your family to understand the threat of diseases that can be spread by human waste and avoid them by staying clean.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Chukumutima akayagi habanda tiwange po namahiwe Yesu kwa mukitwe nuno ukoke ukobite niyo ningwara muzindi ningwari toroshe Janzoja, kuga sozi kakure
yokumutima akayagira bandati wanje o namahirwe kwisi uyo yameza menyo muti mukundu kundishijwe nuwo wakunza arakwihakana akakwirahira.
Sounds of the continent where it all got started on the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Africa Music Mix.
If you're looking for tunes, you've come to the right place.
African Music Mix.
The Africa Music Mix on VOA.
Na tono karasi tianga za na vikuwa matatu tatu. Searching for the songs that will soothe your soul? Look no further than the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Thank you.
Speak out on important questions. The question today:
how do you keep your money safe?
Apart from taking it to a bank, I probably would change it to a different currency and invest it in something else.
Oh, I keep my money safe by having an account at a bank. I also have a personal saving box where I also keep a bit of my money in at home.
I hide it in a good place in my wardrobe. That's if it's on me, but then the bank is the safest place.
When I have a carpet, this floor carpet, that's where I keep. I just put it down there because to my understanding, if burglars get in, they don't know that. They mostly rush to the bags which are inside, so they don't bother checking for the carpet.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.